The Minnesota Department of Natural Resources, the DNR, has ordered Enbridge Energy to pay $3.32 million for failure to follow environmental laws. Here to tell us more from the Minnesota Reformer is data reporter Rylan Eichens. Good morning, Rylan. Thanks for being with us.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. How'd I do on the pronunciation there?
Excellent.
Okay, thanks. Well, let's talk about, you've been covering Enbridge Energy and some of the things going on. Last week we heard this news. Tell us about the aquifer breach and then where and when and how this whole thing happened.
Yeah, so the breach took place near the Clearbrook Terminal in late January. And so according to the DNR, the Enbridge construction plans for that area called for digging a trench up to 10 feet deep. And the DNR says that Enbridge didn't follow those plans and instead dug a trench that was 18 feet deep and installed sheet piling, which are like these big metal sheets that they use as support in trenches as deep as 28 feet. And the DNR says this pierced the aquifer and led to about 24 million gallons of groundwater being released into the surrounding area.
So how does that kind of thing get found out? Obviously, the DNR can't be on site to see when they're first digging and how far down they're going. How did this whole thing come to light? Do you know?
Yeah, so in this case, the DNR says that they realized that there was this breach during conversations with these independent environmental monitors that are required to be at various construction points during different parts of the construction process. The DNR said that since the independent environmental monitors are tasked with monitoring compliance with permitting regulations, not the construction plans. So they didn't realize that Enbridge had kind of deviated from the construction plans, but had noticed all this water in the area and were kind of working on managing the water flow. But it wasn't until June, so about 5 months later after this breach first took place, that the DNR was talking to these monitors and realized that an aquifer breach could be the cause of all this water that they were seeing in that area.
So what does a breach like this piercing of the aquifer, what does it mean exactly? What are the ramifications environmentally?
Yeah, so the breach leads to essentially like this kind of store of groundwater of like an uncontrolled flow out of it, out of its little aquifer area. And I think so far it's unclear what the effects could be. I think the DNR is working on some monitoring and kind of research in the area to see what's been going on. But there are some concerns about these nearby wetlands that are a really like rare and delicate type of wetland that I think the DNR had some plans in place to make sure they wouldn't be affected by construction. So that's something that the DNR is really focused on going forward, it sounds like, and has required Enbridge as part of this $3.3 million fine. The majority of that money, they're requiring Enbridge to put in a fund to have on hand to pay for like mitigation and restoration in these areas going forward if needed.
We are talking with Rylan Eichens. She's a data reporter at the Minnesota Reformer. Can you tell us more about, I saw some quotes from the DNR Commissioner Sarah Stroman, but the DNR, how they are approaching this and the fining and everything.
Yeah, so the DNR seems to be taking this really seriously and presenting it as a pretty big potential breach of not only like Enbridge's plans, but also has said that it is in the DNR's view, a violation of state law, which bans the like use or appropriation of state water without DNR approval, which obviously Enbridge didn't have in this case. So the DNR has also said that they're referring this to the Clearwater County Attorney's Office for potential criminal charges as well, which would be a separate matter.
So, and how is Enbridge responding?
Yeah, Enbridge, when I reached out to them on Friday, they said that they had just received the DNR's communications about the civil enforcement order and the fines. So they were still reviewing those documents, but said that they had been working with the DNR essentially since like the summer to provide information about what may have happened at that site and to develop a corrective action plan, which they're putting in place now. And the spokesperson said that Enbridge is really committed to restoration in the area and will keep cooperating with the DNR to make sure that happens.
Riley, and I wonder if we can switch to another story that you did in mid-August about Line 3 and Enbridge, about drilling fluid spills. I know, you know, I heard some things about it. I don't know if I completely understand it. What is a drilling fluid spill, and how many have there been?
Yeah, so it is sort of like a weird-sounding technical concept at first. But so drilling fluid is this mixture of, usually it's water and like a naturally occurring type of clay, so sort of a mud that construction workers use to lubricate a drill bit when they're drilling underneath rivers for like the path of the pipeline. So these spills can happen. They're pretty common, I guess, at the sort of entry point and the exit point where the drill like goes underground and then comes back up above the ground, but can also happen when a drill encounters like an existing sort of fissure underground, and the fluid will come up. I think oftentimes in those cases, the fluid ends up sort of rising up through these cracks into bodies of water. And in the case of Line 3, there were, I think, 28 of these spills throughout the summer. That was the period of time when Enbridge was drilling underneath rivers and bodies of water for the pipeline path.
Is that dangerous? What kind of effects might the drilling fluid spills have?
Yeah, so that's something that really depends on kind of each individual situation, it sounds like. So in some cases with some of these spills in Minnesota, there were in some cases as little as like 10 gallons of drilling fluid spilled, which, you know, if you're in an area with decent water flow and a good water level, things like that, like likely wouldn't have a lot of effect. But a larger spill in an area, especially that was affected by drought, like many areas of Minnesota were in when these spills took place, could have a bigger effect. So some researchers are concerned that because this mud is such like fine little particles, that it could smother some of the sort of delicate aquatic life that we have in our rivers and wetlands here.
You know, you mentioned earlier, as we talked about the latest news about that piercing of the aquifer, about these independent environmental people that are there kind of monitoring what's going on. Is the same sort of thing set up for the MPCA? How did they find out about these sorts of spills?
There is a similar system, yeah. So I think in a lot of these cases, it was either Enbridge workers like noticed the drilling fluid spill, and in those cases, they stop construction and notify the appropriate agencies. And in other cases as well, I think these independent monitors notice the spill like kind of a little bit later, and then similar process where they shut down construction and notify the MPCA.
So do the fines from the Minnesota DNR and these investigations by the MPCA into drilling the fluid spills, do they affect the finishing of the pipeline? What does that mean for Enbridge?
Yeah, so they don't have an impact on the pipeline completion. I think the investigations by the MPCA into, I believe it was about 10 of those spills were into bodies of water, which is what the MPCA is concerned about. So they're investigating those spills and expect to have those investigations complete, I think sometime this fall. So we'll know more about what happened there and the potential consequences, if any, for Enbridge out of those. But the pipeline is still, Enbridge says, just about completed and expected to be carrying oil this year, despite these incidents.
If you don't mind me asking, you know, everybody gets information in such different ways nowadays. As a journalist, how do you approach these stories? Who are you going to get your information?
Yeah, so I will usually check out like what the, In situations like this, we'll check out kind of what the agencies are saying, as they've been posting sort of accounts as they can of what's been happening. And also I've been chatting with some of the folks on the ground up there who in some cases like saw some of the drilling fluid spills firsthand and were able to kind of notice what that looked like in the moment. And checking in with Enbridge as well to kind of understand their processes. So I think having sort of all three accounts can be really helpful.
For more information and to read the reporting from Rylan Eichens, you can go to minnesotareformer.com. Thanks so much today for the information, and hope to check in again with you soon.
Thanks, Heidi.
Thanks. You're listening to The Monday Morning Show.